Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So I was watching, I admit it, a reality show, but something happened on it that really got me thinking. On the show, Below Deck, some of you have probably seen this episode even that I'm talking about last season with the hot captain. Anyway, on the episode, Below Deck is this show about working together on a yacht. So rich people rent this yacht. And then you get to watch the staff below deck trying to take care of them on this 5-star, you know, yacht. It's a very, very cool show. Anyway, one of the stewardesses who serves the clientele on the yacht was having a problem with one of her coworkers, the chef. And when it came down to it, they finally figured it out. They figured out their problems. But at the end, she said, what have you learned? And she said, I've learned that unity is mental. And all I could do was sit and think about that for a good hour. Unity is mental. So that's the question of the day. Is unity mental? Because I understand what she's saying. She had to go to a place in her mind to get along with other people. She had to go to a place and really wrap her head around not letting people get to her. It was a real mental strength right there, right? That unity is mental. And I started thinking about it. And I was like, oh, man, that's such a deeper thought that anyone's really thinking about. 414-533-1037, because unity comes in so many forms. It's not just your coworkers. It's your classmates. It's your neighbors. It's people you have to work with, right? Or it's people you see at the grocery store. I mean, unity, we do work to be one. But how much of it is mental? Is unity mental? I don't know. I just can't stop thinking about this. Now that she said that, I was like, I guess so, because you do have to make a choice to be professional at work. Sometimes I want to go off on people and I just can't. And, you know, it sucks. Anyway, I'll go to the phone. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your boy, the mayor of Calabama. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia. Got your own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Okay. I can't stop thinking about this thought, Ryan. I don't know why it got into my head. Is unity mental? Is unity
you're
mental?
Starting off a Tuesday, super deep. I know. Expecting a Monday to start off this way, but dang.
Nobody
Tuesday.
Can start that deep on a Monday, so we're doing it on a Tuesday. Is unity mental, though? Like, really? You have to really try.
Yo, I 100% agree with that statement. She is 100% correct.
I can't stop thinking about it. Because what about when you don't want to get along with people? Because, Ryan, you're a fighter like me.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Every day I fight with myself over it, you know? But if we're not unified, we're not together, and we're not working correctly. You know
what it is? I was really thinking about this because I understood what she was saying about unity is mental. She had to really try to get along with her coworker, but her coworker sucked. And so that's where you and I would be like, screw this, man. But, you know, we'd really have to make a conscious decision. It's harder to work at it, if you want me to be honest. Just like in marriage and friendships. Yeah.
Yeah. But in that industry, because I remember the episode because I watched that show.
Wait, what? I didn't.
Yeah.
Ryan, I didn't know you watched Below Deck. I learned something new about you. You know what? We have more in common today. I'm very impressed. So you watched Below Deck. Love it. Yeah. Go on.
I was watching it last night myself. So.
Yeah.
But that coworker was very difficult, and I've worked with very difficult coworkers.
She sucked.
And that's why I think I've come to the terms that I'm better off working alone.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I do work alone.
Mm-hmm.
But at certain points during the day, it is nice to work beside somebody and
that you like. That.
And I think she needed to realize, you know, hey, there is some companionship that's needed and necessary in the world when we need it. You know?
True. Okay. So. All right, Ryan. Well, you agree. Unity is mental. That is the question of the day. I'm going to take more calls. Have a great Tuesday. Okay, friend?
Love y'all.
Okay,
love you.
Bye. All right. 414-533-1037. So I'm reading your texts right now. They're very interesting because you can text or call that number. Daryl in Racine says, I have unity with the neighbors to not like a specific neighbor. We even nicknamed him Douche Bigelow. You guys are so funny right now. See what I mean? You don't care. You don't want to like the other neighbor. You totally get what I'm saying. You're actually feeding into it. You know what I mean? Because the question is unity mental? And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this is kind of a duh, but at the same time, you have to think about it because you have to make a choice to get along with people. So we will talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So I saw her say on an episode of Below Deck on Bravo that unity is mental, and I just cannot stop thinking about it. By the way, I want to shout out Tony in Greendale. Where is his text? He said, if you love Below Deck, give Vanderpump Rules a try. Tony, I am a Bravo obsessed gal, okay? I watch it all, including Vanderpump Rules since day one. I would love to meet up and talk about it sometime. I can sit and talk to people about Bravo shows all day, every day. It's like my Super Bowl, okay? So that's another topic for another day, Tony. All right, so the question of the day is unity mental? And I really started thinking about it because she was having problems with a coworker, and that was what she said she learned, that unity is mental, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So, because it really is, we really have to make a choice to be professional, to be polite, to be kind to people we don't like, and a lot of times we just don't want to be. So, let's go ahead and pull up the first caller of the day now, besides Ryan from Calabama, already got in. Danny from Oak Creek. Good morning.
Yo,
Danny. Good morning.
Man, people drive me nuts.
Who in particular? Let's start with your list. Who's at the top? Kidding. I'm kidding, Danny.
Oh, there's a list.
Same.
But all right, Danny. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't even let these people get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm a type of person, I'll give you one time, you know, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
Second time, I'm done. I'm too old for that stuff. I'm not going to waste my time.
Mm.
There's plenty of other people out there. I don't mess with them.
I'll be the bigger person.
I'll be the professional.
Yes.
I'll do what I need to, but don't ask me for favors.
Ah, so you're like, I'll act right. I'll mentally be strong enough to, because it is a strength. I mean, it's a lot easier to be rude to people. Trust me, I know.
I know, too. Trust me. We're in the same boat.
So trying to keep it together, you know, is hard for a lot of times. But somebody texted in and said, yes, unity is mental. So you agree, Danny, that you have to make an effort. To be,
you can't get your way all the time in life, but you know what? You can be the bigger, better person.
Yeah, you're so
right.
Don't
let somebody make that evil for you.
Yep. Amen. Preach, Danny. Preach in Oak Creek. By the way, I'll see you at the 4th of July parade in Oak Creek at 9 a.m.
Oh, we're coming out. We'll be there. on the sidelines.
Yeah. Wait till you see what float they're putting me on. I cannot wait to share on the show. I'm keeping it a secret for right now, but
trust
me.
We're going to be wild. We got a group.
Oh, I can't wait. It's not the fire department, so don't even go there, everybody. It's something even better, so I'll say that. All right. Love you. Bye,
love
Danny
you
and Oak Creek. Bye. All right. Next up, we're talking about is Unity Mental, because I saw somebody say it on a reality show, and I can't stop thinking about it. So let's pull up our boy in Milwaukee. Bring him out. Bring him out. Roger.
Yo, yo. Good morning. Good morning. Ali Deezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Woo! Roger. All right. Is Unity Mental? I've been thinking about this a lot lately because, you know, some people can bleep off in my world and I don't regret it. But some would say it takes a stronger person to stay unified.
Most definitely.
But
most definitely.
Them people.
Yeah.
What do you think, Roger?
Yeah, most definitely. Unity is everything.
Yeah.
It's definitely mental and everything.
Even
and
when you don't like somebody or someone drives you crazy.
Exactly. Remember, we had a topic a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and I forgot what the topic was, but I told you peace of mind is everything.
Yeah.
And Unity mm-hmm. shares in that.
Same. Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
so
go together.
Exactly.
They're like sisters.
Exactly.
Unity and peace of mind are like peace sisters. The problem
you can't
is,
fall into the trap.
No, the problem is when you have trap. People who don't want to be unified and screw it up for everybody else, right?
You know,
and those people annoy us. Or the times they're telling you to be unified with people that it feels unauthentic. That's where I struggle a lot of times when they're like, just get along with that person. I'm like, that wouldn't be authentic.
Exactly.
But then you have to grow up, right? So
you absolutely do.
Tricky.
You have to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
just do. I mean,
it's hard.
It doesn't take you no time to just mess everything up and be mean and, you know, do all that crazy
you
stuff.
Know what? When you're right, Roger. That's why we bring you out, honestly. Thank you, Roger.
Hey, one more thing, though.
Yeah, what?
Only DZ is going to understand this
what?
Because he's a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday. Again, DZ, because, you know, the whole month of June is for the Geminis.
It depends on which personality we're talking to today.
There you go. There's five of them in there somewhere.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, I got to see him yesterday. You might have seen my Facebook post. I forgot to put it on Instagram. I should have put it on Instagram, too, but we went by DZ and Aaron's house, saw them briefly, saw the kiddos, got some sick kids, lots going on around there, but I'll give you an update, and maybe DZ will call in even though he's not supposed to, but it was not the update I think he saw coming. So I'll just say that. Today on What Would DZ Do, though, they want to know what to do. They think their partner is addicted to their phone and they need help. So this is what we're doing today. And honestly, who's judging? A lot of us are on our phones a lot, but let's hear out the entire submission. You can always send these in to us on Instagram, Facebook, on any social media, or you can email us to the Am I the Jerk for all I care. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Just say it's a What Would DZ Do? We'll find it, okay? So this is what they said. They said, DZ, my wife and I have been together for 8 years. She's always pulled her weight around the house and we split the chores. We now have kids, and the issue I'm having is that she seems more and more on her phone. I don't think she's cheating or anything. I just think she has some kind of addiction. She plays games all day and scrolls Facebook and Instagram, only gets off when I say something. It's almost like she snaps out of it when I say something, and she's been in a trance on the phone. I really need her to come back to reality and help, but I like my phone too, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but her phone use seems to be getting excessive. What should I do? Okay. So he wants to know what to do. His wife seems to be more and more on her phone, more and more checked out. Let's just call it what it is, because I check out on my phone. I'm well aware, and there's times I have to snap myself out of it. But it can be addictive. It can be, you can be on a phone for hours and not even realize it. I mean, I am thankful sometimes my Apple Watch says stand up, because I'm like, whoa, I've been sitting here for an hour. Because it'll tell you every hour to stand up, which can be annoying unless you want to not be on your phone for hours and hours. Because I'm like, I've been here a whole hour. So 414-533-1037. That is the phone number you can call or text. He's stressed out. He thinks that his wife might might be addicted to her phone. However, that being said, he doesn't want to, you know, go too far with it because he doesn't want her saying, well, you can't be on. I mean, he's on his phone too. He's being totally honest about it. Let's go to the phones. I'll screw it. I'll start with line one. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, Allie. It's Melanie.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Hold on. Hold on. Because you know what? Your theme song's in here now, girl.
Yes,
it is. Oh, shoot. Let me find it. Oh, man. Hold on. You know I'm the pilot. And of course, we have all these things in our system that have the same numbers. So here I am trying... Give me a sec as you hear me type. Yep. Ah, there she is.
Yay.
There she is, everybody. It's Melanie in Milwaukee. Hey. Nice. There you go. Hey, look, I made it. All right. So, Melanie, no, seriously, though. He wrote in. He thinks his wife might be addicted to her phone. And let's not lie. We can all relate to this in some form. It's just a matter of snapping out of it. So, what should he do? Because he doesn't want to sound like a hypocrite, but he feels like she's like in a trance on Facebook and playing games, you know?
For sure. I think that they should probably come together and make a decision about, like, when they're going to be off their phones and think of other things that the two of them could do together to be off their phones at the same time together.
A schedule, Melanie. Now we're talking like almost like I do with my children, like a downtime.
Yeah,
like you
definitely.
Need to be, you need a brain break at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Because you've been staring at the screen.
Right. Or just simply, hey, let's take a break from our phones at 6 o'clock, you know, whatever.
And spend time together.
I don't know. I mean,
you know what's going to happen.
Like an old lady, but
you don't sound like an old lady, Melanie. You know what's going to happen though. If you're not careful, they're going to snap, right? So you're going to do it. He's going to avoid having this conversation. This is my fear. He's not going to say anything, or he's going to do the let's make a schedule, and then nothing's going to change, and he's going to snap. And that's what we're avoiding, right? It's him snapping and going over the edge on her because he's clearly internalizing it because he's afraid to say anything because he doesn't want to be a hypocrite, but she's
that's
on her phone. She's
they
on
do
her
it
phone.
At the same time,
mm-hmm.
right? And
if they
both go off at the same time. However, the one other thing that I think that maybe should be mentioned is, after 27 years of marriage, I've learned that communication is the key, and there could possibly, if she's needing to check out that often, there could possibly be something
another issue.
Emotionally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, us moms, we go in these lulls, you know, where we're just feeling kind of down or maybe not worthy or not enough or... I mean, I'm not speaking for every mom, but I'm not the only one.
Well, she's going through something. No, you're not the only one. I feel you so much right now, Melanie, but she's clearly going through something where she's checked out and she doesn't want to deal with something.
Absolutely.
And the phone's checking her out and that's got to be dealt with. Okay, Melanie, good advice. We're going to see what everybody else says. Love you.
Thanks, love you.
Bye. All right. 414-533-1037. Honestly, he's worried that his wife is on her phone too much. She's playing games. She's scrolling Facebook, Instagram, and he just feels like she's checked out, but he doesn't really want to go too far because he's on his phone too. So he's like, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I see all of your texts. Heather in Waterford said, I think there is a way to look at time usage. Maybe she doesn't realize how often she's on her phone.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So a guy wrote in, he wants advice from DZ, who's still out after his knee surgery, but he's doing okay. He's slowly getting better. But this guy wants to know what to do. He thinks his wife is addicted to her phone. He said, what should I do? He said, she's always playing games, scrolling Facebook, Instagram, and I don't know how to get her off of it. They've been married for 8 years, and it's gotten worse, but he likes his phone, so he doesn't want to be too judgmental. You get this, right? So let's go to the phones. I'm going to start actually with Rico in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. You love your TikTok. You're a big TikTok star, Rico.
Yes. Hello, my TikTok friend.
But his wife is on it too much. This is the problem. What do you think he should do?
Try to find other activities to make sure that she's not on her phone.
Like what?
Try to go take a walk, for instance. Mm. Make her leave her phone at the house. Try to take her out to a festival and say you got to leave your phone in the car. I mean, no, I
wait,
know that.
Wait, hold on, Rico. She's going to be like, but no. I got to take pictures of the kids. What do you say when she says that? You go, I'll take pictures?
Yeah, exactly. I'll take the pictures. You know, it might not be fair to her. She might throw a fit like a kid because she had to leave her phone in the car like my 7-year-old. But in reality, I mean, if he wants to change something, he's got to try to take the initiative to make it happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. He's sitting back letting his wife play on the phone all day and mess around Facebook and
he's
all these other things.
He's not saying anything. It's got
to
man
up. We're all addicted to social media. I mean, it's a thing for everybody.
A lot of people, yep.
A lot of people,
and
yes.
I get in bed late and I'll start scrolling. I'll be like, I won't even realize how long I've been on it. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's about the only thing I can think of for that guy.
Okay.
So
make her go for a walk or something. Rico,
yeah, make her do some other activity that she can't even bring the phone with.
Yeah, and just say no
swimming.
Phone.
There you go.
Or you just get it cut off. Or you just turn it off so she really gets upset with you. I'm kidding. Don't do that. That's bad advice.
Yeah, just know if there's an issue, here's a tissue, you know?
All right, Rico, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. All right, bye. All right, so he doesn't know what to do. He thinks his wife is addicted to her phone. They've got kids, and it's getting worse, but he doesn't want to be too judgmental because he likes his phone, too. But he's like, yo. He's like, she's been on this phone quite a bit. So next up, hello, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey, this is why I'm single. Nobody tells me what to do with my phone.
I'm going to go on my phone anytime.
I'm going to do it as much as I want.
You can't tell me I can.
No, but Sazi, what do you think he should do? He's worried his wife's addicted to her phone.
Okay, well, I heard something, context clues, it's like this got worse after mm-hmm. having children.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, I know after having children, things in your body change.
Yes.
Mental health changes. Mm-hmm. Everything changes.
A lot
changes.
Of postpartum for women. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But also, like, sometimes, like, I've had ADHD my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was even amplified.
Like, you were hyper-focused on it, you're saying?
Because
that's another thing. I mean, the ADHD, I didn't know if you were saying you're so focused on the phone you can't stop or what.
Like almost like a functional freeze.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So like that was completely amplified. What he needs to do is have a conversation and not like an accusatory pointing the finger. Mm-hmm. You need to ask questions. See what's going on. Hey, but are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can help you with? Mm-hmm. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Why are you trying to check out as much as you are?
Yeah, do you realize you're checked out? Yeah, what's going on?
That's another thing, like, because some people don't have the self-awareness to realize, hey, I'm checked out.
Well, listen to this.
What am I avoiding?
Carl and Indy texted into 414-533-1037. He said, my mom and dad are so addicted to their phones that they got rid of their cable TV, and now it's just their phones. It's a sad reality. You know, my mom does this, where she's on it, and she doesn't even know. And I'll be like, Mom! Hello, you know, so people get in a trance, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so Saucy, you're saying be considerate of what she's gone through after having kids, but
ask questions.
Yeah, talk to her.
Have a conversation. You can't come at her accusatory. You got to make her want to talk and figure out what's going on.
Yep.
Maybe there's ADHD going on. Maybe there's some avoidance going on.
I got diagnosed later, too, and I was very hyper-focused when we first got internet. Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Let me tell you, dude. It all makes sense now.
Dopamine chasing is great.
Why would you want to get off and do chores?
Exactly.
All right, Saucy. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So I see your text coming in, and they're really good. Bella in Kenosha said, let my husband try to make me do anything. All right. Last but not least, it's been a minute. Where have you been, Ebony? Girl.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Oh my God, you switch shifts? It's nice to hear your voice. We miss you, Ebony.
Look, you know, greatness has to take time, you know?
You are so funny. All right, girl.
Let's talk about this. What would DZ do?
Yeah, what do you think? He thinks his wife's
addicted. What I'm gathering here is he said he's addicted to his phone, too.
Well,
so it sounds like Oh. It sounds like they both got to sit down and be like, hey, wait. You're a little focused on your phone. I'm a little focused on my phone.
Let's do this together.
We can come up with a plan.
Ebony, it's projection. See. It's projection. Yeah. I didn't even think about
That's
this.
What it
he's
is.
Projecting onto her.
That's what it is. That's what it is, honey.
Damn.
He probably thinks that she always on her phone, but low key, he be on his
he's
phone
on
too.
His.
But she be on her phone.
So
you know what
it's
I mean?
Bugging him because yeah. It's triggering him because he's the one who has the issue with it because he's
come
on
now.
His. Ah, why did it take so long to get to that?
It's plain as day.
He's the problem. You know what? Say less.
That's it. All he's right, the
Ebony.
Problem.
He's the problem. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, how's it going? It's Allie and DZ. DZ's still off after his knee surgery, but we'll be back hopefully soon. One of our coworkers in the hall just said, Tommy, he's on our sports station. I saw him in the hall and he goes, when's DZ coming back? I go, great question, Tommy. I got a big update from him yesterday, so we'll talk about that. I don't know. I don't know if his follow-up appointment was what he expected, but we'll talk about that on the show. Am I the Jerk is right around the corner. Hold on. But first, I promise to tell you why people are thinking that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are already married. Okay, and you can decide on your own. But this is what sparked all of the marriage rumors. People went into a frenzy, all the Swifties online, because there was an event planner, okay? And there was one of this guy getting married from the Chicago Bears, Cole Kmet, right? And apparently their wedding planner spilled details on his wedding, okay? So the wedding planner, who was not supposed to tell anything, of course used it to her advantage. I mean, I can't blame her. But when they were talking about the Chicago Bears player getting married, there was a photo of an envelope for one of the tables that was addressed to Taylor and Travis Kelce. And that's where everybody melted down. Oh, they lost it, the Swifties, because all of these people lost and said, what do you mean Taylor and Travis Kelce? They're already married? What? Do I think they're married? No. Do I think they could be? Sure. Do I think they're going to tell us when they get married? Maybe. Are they going to try to keep it a secret? Maybe. I wouldn't blame them. If they pulled off a secret wedding, that would be phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how they could do it, but it's been done before. We saw people I don't want to go way back, but the Britney Spears and the J-Lo's trying to do all these things in their backyards with tents, the extravagant lengths they go to hide their wedding from others. But at the same time, I don't know if Travis and Kelce care. I think they're very happy and in love, and I think they're proud to tell everybody about it. So some people are saying it's very common for couples at weddings to have the same last name on their card because it's the aesthetic. I don't agree with that. I think in today's day and age, lots of people are actually together and not even married. So the fact that you just give them the same last name for no reason whatsoever other than etiquette, I mean, come on. No, I don't believe that. So are they married? You can decide that on your own, but I'm just going to say probably not. I think that a wedding planner just got excited, wrote their names like that, and then went, oh, I'm going to get a lot of attention for this, so I'll keep going. That's the update for you on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because I'm going to tell you, my jaw was on the floor. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I'm trying to recover from reading this one when it got sent in. Some people are going to be triggered. Just warning you right now. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to have a joint party with her husband's mistress, the woman he's having an affair with. Hear me out. I'm already irritated, okay? So listen, she said, hi, with a bunch of exclamation points. Sent this on the Kiss FM page too, but just in case it gets missed, it did not. We saw it. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Send all your emails there with your Am I the Jerks. And we will keep you anonymous because she said, I have an Am I the Jerk submission, but please keep me anonymous. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to do joint birthdays with my soon-to-be ex-husband and his new girlfriend/mistress? She said, my soon-to-be ex-husband and I are getting divorced after being together for 4 years. We had a blended family and one child of our own, a total of 5 kids. He cheated on me with his coworker, and they're still very much together. Ugh. Even moved into our family home. Double, ugh. She says, our son's birthday is coming up this summer, and I mentioned that I previously took off. Originally, I agreed to do a joint birthday, but that was when he reassured me that they might not work out. Sounds like a typical cheater. Oh, no, no, no. Lies to everybody and tells them what they wants to hear. Well, she said that clearly was a lie, like she's learned. And she said, am I the jerk for no longer wanting to do a joint birthday and be in the same room as my soon-to-be ex-husband's mistress? All right, you guys can name her whatever you want. 414-533-1037. Obviously, I'm irritated. I'm triggered. I'm so angry because I feel so bad for her because she is now going to have to, in the perfect world, suck it up and be in the same room as the hoe bag who's sleeping with her husband. I don't know how else to say it because you have to do it for the kids, which means I can't believe I have to say jerk. Ah! Because never in a million years would I want to be in the same room. Especially if you're not even divorced yet. 414-533-1037. I can't. So they're getting divorced. They're not divorced yet, though, which is even worse. I think that's what makes it icky about this whole thing. He's still with the mistress or the woman he had the affair with, his coworker. Although he's telling his current wife, it may work out, it may not. She's learning, well, most of what he says is a lie. Shocker. And so she's trying to figure it out, but she doesn't want to have a joint party. I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to have a joint party either. But are you the jerk for that? Possibly, because it's about the kids here. He screwed it up, but...
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wrote in, yes, this is real. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? Wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to have a joint party with her husband's mistress, the woman he's having an affair with at work. They're getting divorced now. They have one kid together, but they were a blended family with five kids. And she wants to know, am I the jerk if I don't want to have a party with the woman he's having the affair with, the mistress who he's now with? Who's his coworker? Ickity, ickity, ick. Ugh. Hello, Hannah in Milwaukee. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. All right. This is awkward. Awkward.
Ew.
Yeah, ew is ickity. He put her in a horrible position. I'll just start with that. Okay.
The guy is disgusting.
The worst. Okay. But this happens all the time. This is the sick part about it. It's like something like 50% of people have affairs, right? Something crazy, which is why so many people should not even be in relationships. But don't get me started. Another topic for another day. That being said, he has put the wife in a horrible position because not only is he sleeping with his coworker and having an affair, he's with her now and trying to have a party with her at it. Why does she have to be there? I have so many thoughts.
Right?
Sorry, Hannah.
No.
What do you think?
No, totally.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
He could be like, sorry, mistress lady, but you're not coming.
We're not even divorced yet. Come when we're divorced.
No.
How about that?
Ew.
It's so icky. I know. Well, and then I feel bad for her because there are children who we have to think about here. And as someone who's divorced, it took a long time. You know, I made a lot of mistakes, but you have to suck things up for your children, unfortunately, sometimes. So that's where
it's not fair.
He's screwing her over. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So this guy needs to step up and be like, sorry, mistress.
To the mistress.
You can't be there.
But he's not.
It's super awkward.
But he's not.
For the kids.
But he's
even.
Not. Yeah, but he's not.
Oh.
Which is why you're saying not the jerk. Okay, let me go to the other
not
callers.
The
Everybody's
love
hot.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Christina with the blue hair. Girl, I'll just sit back if you'd like.
Look here. I'm tongue twisted.
Jerk or not the jerk?
No, she is not the jerk.
Yeah.
She should catch a case. I'm from Milwaukee. Why does this woman even want to come to this party?
Isn't it so awkward? Because, Christina, haven't you seen how confident and cocky people in affairs get? They have this false sense of confidence. And I don't know if it's adrenaline or what, but it's really obnoxious. And I've seen it 1,000 times with people having an affairs. They just come to this place where in their mind they've justified it. And she thinks she's allowed at the party because she's dating him now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she's DeLulu. And if this was my husband, if my husband cheated on me and wanted to bring his mistress, I'm so thankful for my family.
Girl,
my husband's side.
Same.
Because my husband's side, she wouldn't make it in the door.
No, that would have been the same had I seen anyone.
She would not be there at all.
Yeah. Well, and the crazy thing is that this happens a lot. That's what, this isn't like the first person who's had to deal with this, which is the sad part. And it goes both ways. You know, I'm sure there are women bringing their guy they're with now. And it's just so
uncomfortable. We need to go back to being mean as a people. We need to agree that it is time to be mean again.
To tell people what's up. Be like, yo, you, no. All right, Christina.
Absolutely not.
Not the jerk, though, if she doesn't want to have a party with this mistress.
I'll come be the bodyguard.
Girl.
Tell her to send me the address.
Same, same. We'll tell people denied at the door.
Got your back. And DZ in the wheelchair.
And DZ will show up with crutches. And now what?
That's
all right.
Right.
Thank you, Christina. You say not
love
the jerk.
You.
Love you. Bye. Bye. All right. Sunny is in Waukesha. Sunny, you're the last one. Are you going to pick up the broom and the vacuum and sweep it away and say not the jerk for not wanting to have a joint party with her husband's new girlfriend, mistress?
Not the jerk.
Oh,
absolutely
boy.
Not the jerk as a mom
mm-hmm.
who is
girl?
Divorced,
girl?
As a child of
mm-hmm.
divorced parents.
Girl?
It should not be occurring. The thought of this is kids aren't stupid. I hate that everyone
correct.
Is like things. Kids won't know. No, kids know when
they
their
know
parents are faking and
they know
when
they're
it's an
cheating.
Awkward situation.
Yes, a lot of the times
so,
they're not stupid.
I mean,
yes.
Absolutely. And to her, my heart goes out to her, but I would really recommend, you know, approach it this way. If he's not willing to compromise, which he won't, he'll probably be in this stupid attitude of, well, that's my girlfriend. She has every right to be that.
Right.
No, he goes,
we're getting
no.
divorced so she can come.
We're
all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, blah,
but
blah, blah. But it's
the way
he's not thinking about the kids.
Well, the way she can approach it with the kids is this, and I really do recommend this approach, is coming up with an alternative birthday celebration, saying, hey, we got a great opportunity to do this, so how about instead of one party, we're going to do two? That
uh-huh.
way you can have both experiences.
Yeah.
Even if it's something as simple as going to a water park that day.
Uh-huh.
But, like, separate it, make it as different as possible, a different environment. But also, if they're doing a joint party, that means her family's going to be there.
Yeah, well, and nobody wants that.
Their are going to be there.
How
no,
does he show up? Because,
family.
You know what, I've been through stuff like this, and my family
mm-hmm.
wanted to kill the guys that allegedly cheated on me. I'm not going to say much, because you know
mm-hmm.
I got kids that are older,
oh,
but
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, you're right, I didn't even think about that. Why would he want to be around her family? They probably can't stand
oh, yeah.
him.
Oh my gosh, absolutely not.
You know what, though?
Blended family.
They don't want advice. She just wants to know, though, if she's the jerk for not wanting
no,
to have this joint party.
Absolutely not the jerk.
All right.
Because for her sake, but also for that child's
Sunny,
sake, they shouldn't have to go through that.
I thought somebody was going to say jerk because of the kids, right? I thought somebody was going to be like,
mm-hmm.
look, as painful as it is, because it is painful for adults, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
you got to suck it up, and then you got to do things
mm-hmm.
you didn't want to do for these children, and even if you got to fake it till you make it, but nobody said jerk, and I think part of it's because they're not even divorced yet. Like, had it been years later, maybe we could come around
yeah.
and be like, okay, the dust is settled, but this is wild when people just want
yeah,
to start and you're
wild.
Not even thinking about the you're introducing kids to new partners. I mean, not even
oh,
come
my
on
God.
It's too soon.
Dad gets under my
it's
car
icky.
Like nobody's business.
Same girl, same. Because some people do it right away, and then there's people like us who it takes 7 years to meet our children. So there's like
oh,
no.
They were bad. My kids never met.
Yeah,
like,
one guy. I, nope. Same girl. All right. You know what? This is not about us. This is about her. We're saying
yeah.
not the jerk for not wanting to
not
have a joint
jerk.
Party. Love you, Sunny.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
All right. So there you go. It is not the jerk. As awkward as that, am I the jerk? Is she does not want to have a joint party with her husband's mistress, though he's been having an affair with from work. Don't blame you, girlfriend. Are you like me, or are you normal? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ, hopefully back soon after his knee surgery. But I learned something about myself yesterday at the store, and I wanted to know if you guys are like me when it comes to your cart and your cart placement. So hear me out. I had to run to the store. The boys were here yesterday, Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-old. So I dropped them off. I had to go to therapy. I had to go see my doctor. Then I needed to run to the grocery store because we didn't have groceries. You get the picture. We're getting into summer slowly but surely. And when all of this was going on, I said, well, I got to run, you know, to the grocery store, and they didn't want to come. So I drive over there, and there's a spot really close to the front of the store. Okay. So when I was parking, all of this was going through my mind. I was thinking this out. I was like, okay, so you know, you need a cart, because you need to get quite a few things and you're not going to be able to carry it all. You know you're going to be using a cart to come back outside to put everything in your car because you're going to have too much stuff. But you're nowhere near a cart corral. And normally I'll park right next to them if they're there because I love it, because then I can just whoop. And I did that when my kids were little, so it always felt easy. I could just leave them in the car while I was loading it. Didn't feel stressed out about walking away because the cart corral was right there. Well, yesterday it was different because I was like, well, I want the closest spot, but then I'm nowhere near the cart corral because of all the handicapped spots and all these. So basically, when I came outside, I had to make the big decision. This is where I'm going. I'd rather walk a mile to put my cart outside before I'll go back into the store is what I realized. I was like, okay, so here you are. You got the second spot at the store. Picture Walmart, Target. You get the vibe, right? Pick and save, whatever. I'm like in the second spot, but there's no cart corral near me. So I know I've got to push this cart all the way back to the front, or it's going to get left in the parking lot, and I'm not doing that because that's what crazy people do, okay? 414-533-1037. Would you rather walk a mile instead of going back into the store after the cart? I'm not even kidding. I really thought this out. I was like, you're thinking way too hard. You should have just parked by the cart corral if you were going to go through all of this alley. Like, I'm having this whole talk with myself, but I was like, no, I got the second spot and I'm just going to walk the cart all the way to the back of the parking lot before I will go inside. So what do you guys think? Will you do the same? You can text or call 414-533-1037. We have people calling in right now. I'm kind of scared, but you know what? Screw it. I'll go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Carl and Indy.
Carl and Indy. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I want you to know, I saw DZ last night. I gave him your card. He's now got it. Just so you know, we got it in the studio, but one thing at a time, Carl. We love you for sending presents, but Carl, I'm talking about shopping at the store right now. Would you walk a mile to put your cart outside before you go back in, or are you just going to go right in if you're parked near the front?
Well, it depends, varies, because I used to work at a retail store, and I used to grab carts all the time, and I used to grab them from, like, every corner of the property of the store, and
that's why you're so strong.
Used to it.
Oh, you're used to it because you were a cart boy. I see. You don't mind pushing the carts all over the parking lot, Carl. That's what you're saying, essentially, right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I remember that you're supposed to carry no more than 6 carts, or else.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
Yeah.
6 carts would be heavy, though.
Yes.
Well, somebody texted in and said, it's girl math. I would rather walk more steps into the store so that I park closer to the cart corral at the end of my trip. Okay. Well, we've all got a task. Thank you for calling, Carl. Love you. Talk to you later.
I love you. I love you, Andy Z.
We love you more. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Morning, it's Tanya in Kenosha.
Oh, hey, girl. You have your own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Good morning, Tanya. Okay.
Good morning.
Did it make sense what I was saying? Because I
get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I will walk all the way to the end of the parking lot at the store before I will go back in with the cart. What is wrong with me? Are you the same? Like,
No, we're different, girl. I'm going in the store.
Really? You're going back in with the cart?
Yeah, not the same.
Gosh.
Yes, absolutely.
Dang. What?
Why would I go even farther
I don't know.
The depths of the parking lot?
Because
no.
Then you have to interact with people. You have to go back in the store. All the reasons we don't want to interact with people in 2025. I don't know. I'm weird, I guess, Tanya. Dang it.
Okay, you said it, not me, girl.
Who asked you anyway? All right, Tanya, bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So what are you guys doing? Are you going to go back into the store if it's closer with the cart? Or are you going to go to the cart corral at the end of the parking lot? I'm not kidding. I really thought about this yesterday, and I want to know what you're doing. We'll talk to you next. I don't know why I'm like this. DZ and I are both weird. We think about weird stuff, okay? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. You guys are cracking me up on the text line right now because I'm talking about how I got Rockstar parking. I was parked right up at the front of the store, but then I was nowhere near a cart corral. So I said, I will walk a mile to take it back to a cart corral before I will go back in the store. So you guys are texting in things like Megan in Milwaukee said, forget all that. I'd leave the cart in the store and carry all my bags to the car. Ha ha. I thought of this, Megan. I didn't have enough hands. I had too much because I had one of those gigantic things of toilet paper and I had like Diet Coke and then I had groceries. Like there was no way. I've tried. Trust me, I can walk with a million bags. This day was not one of them. Now, Trish in Milwaukee, she was giggling at me. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
right. Are you weird like me? Would you walk a mile to leave it in the cart corral before you'd go back in the store? What would you do in this scenario? Come on.
Okay, so I'm sorry to admit this, but yes, because...
Yes what? You would go back in the store, or you would walk far away?
Because some days, it's like, you just reach your emotional capacity.
Yes.
It's like, you have successfully gone through the store, found what you needed to do, calculated all of the other variables, had to go through the checkout, had to deal with the machine that never worked, and then you made it out of the store, and you're like, I do not want to deal with one more single person. And sometimes, you know, but at least at the end of the day, even if I have to take it to the farthest spot, it's okay because I'll never be the bad person that just leaves their cart sitting there for someone else to clean up.
You know,
where there's supposed to be a car.
I saw a cart in the middle. I pulled into a spot the other day with a cart and I went, I can't believe this is still happening. It's so rare now, but it happens.
Oh,
and I'm like,
so
we have had so many discussions as a society about the cart people that leave their cart in the middle of nowhere. I will never understand those people. You suck. And if you have a kid, figure it out like I did.
There's no place for you.
Park near a cart corral like I did, you weirdo. Anyway, okay, you know what? Triggered. Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye, Trish.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I know I'm a little weird, you guys. Let me live. 414-533-1037. The texts are cracking me up. Carlo in West Dallas said, absolutely, I'd walk as far as I had to with that cart to return it. Hate when people leave them by my car. Okay, well, at least I'm putting it back in the corral. I mean, that's better than nothing. Jesse's in Milwaukee. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Would you walk all as far as you have to a cart corral before you'd go back in the store, or are you going back in?
I would walk as far as I can to a cart corral because you're giving people jobs. There are people's jobs to get those carts out of the cart corral. And that's what my husband always says. He's like, those are people's jobs. You don't want to take away people's jobs.
Yeah,
you know, they need to, there's people whose job is just get the carts all day. And,
you know,
and
what?
Then also, like, I either get Rockstar parking or cart corral parking.
Yeah.
And I always, you know.
If you get Rockstar parking, you're taking it back to the cart corral, though, just so the guy has a job.
Definitely.
Interesting.
So the guy has a job. You know, you need to help out.
Well, somebody texted in and said, sometimes I'll wait for someone to walk by and see if they want it. See, I hate that. I don't want to take your cart. It gives me the ick. I don't want to know who had the cart before me, and that's all I'm going to say. Goodbye.
Ever since COVID, we're like, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I don't even want to know somebody had it before me. I don't even want to think about it, all right?
All right.
All right, girl. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, one of our regulars wants to chime in on this because I said I was at the store. I got this amazing parking in like the second spot, but the closest cart corral was super far away. So I said, it's funny when I realized I will walk a mile to put it back in the cart corral before I will go back in the store and have to interact with people again. So, Lori in Milwaukee, the OG at Timmerman Airport. Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, I'm not kidding, Lori, and I love people and I love to talk to people, but everybody hits their limit. I'm going all the way to the cart corral. What are you doing?
Same thing.
Really? You won't? And you like people too, Lori. You talk to everybody.
You know, the thing of it is by the time, usually when I go shopping, I don't leave that store less than $300 in groceries.
Right, right.
I have a house full of people and animals. So by the time I go through the store, put everything in the cart, unload everything in the cart to get it checked out, reload it after it's bagged, then unload it back into my car, I'm like, I'm done with people.
Yeah.
All my anal retentive self has to care about is I make sure. Not only does that cart get into a cart corral, but I will literally make sure that it is pushed all the way to the back so that it leaves room for other carts.
Yes.
And if there's crooked carts in there, because some stores have it where small carts go on one side, big carts go on the other
side. I don't pay attention to that, Lori. You'd probably hate me. I just put it in the open area. Whatever's open, I slide it in.
I will literally sit there and pull the wrong carts out of the wrong stalls and put them where they belong.
Okay, Lori, now you're doing too much. See,
no,
now you're doing
their good
job.
Karma, because you know why? Because that means as long as I am good to the grocery cart gods, I don't get dinged on my car from somebody else's grocery cart.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You know what, Lori? We're so much alike. I love it. Melinda from Rochester texted in and said, Allie, think about it. Look at the steps you just got in walking that cart back to the cart corral. I don't even care about that. I just don't want to go back in the store and talk to anyone. But you got a point, Melinda. So I appreciate you. All right, Lori.
And there it is.
Yep. And Lori, you know what else I want to say? My final thought is I really find it interesting. It didn't occur to me, as much as I love self-checkout because I don't want to be bothered. It's amazing how tired we are when we leave the store from doing that work, right? Like, if you get a lot of groceries, it's actually exhausting sometimes to do all that.
I'm an old head, I have hot glasses. So there's nothing worse than standing here. You're trying to get groceries checked out, loaded, bagged, and all of a sudden you start sweating profusely. And, you know, the cashier that's overseeing the self-checkout is looking at you like, why is that woman sweating all of a sudden? And it's like,
nobody's thinking that. We think you're great, Lori. We think you're just sweating because you're glistening.
I always got to make sure I got a Diet Coke and some paper towel in my pocket to wipe my brow when I'm done.
I got it, Lori. You're sweating. You're having hot flashes. You're cracking me up. Lori, we love you. You have a great day, okay?
Have a good day.
Bye. Oh, Lori is such a character. I love her. All of our regulars are, though. So most people are agreeing with me that they're going to the cart corral. Fine. You want to take it back in? Do it. That's on you. 103.7 Kiss FM. I see all your texts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is interesting. Did you know there are names you cannot name your baby in the United States? They're banned. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I was today years old when I learned this. By the way, Summerfest tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes, even less. I wouldn't move if I were you. Okay, so listen to this, you guys. This is interesting. I learned this today. Did you know that there are baby names banned in the United States? The United States Supreme Court, yes, is banning a dozen baby names, okay? Now, there's already some that are illegal, apparently, in the United States. I don't know if you know this, but you can't name your kid King, Queen, or Jesus Christ. They're all illegal in the United States. Doesn't mean we can't name them. Hey, Zeus! Everybody's got a way, but no. King, Queen, and Jesus Christ, all illegal in the United States. Now, if you're about to have a baby, here's some names that are about to get banned if they have not already done this. Because they say they're going to be banning all of these names. Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler. I mean, if you name your kid Adolf Hitler, we're going to deport you. I'm sorry. Roman numeral number three. That you cannot name your kid Roman numeral number three. They're not up to snuff with the U.S. government. So, other things you cannot name your kid according to the law: Nutella. Did somebody try to name their kid this? Like, who took the time out to go, we should ban these baby names? Come on, did somebody try to name their kid Nutella? And then so what? Is it because it's trademarked? I don't know. Messiah. You cannot name your kid Messiah. You can also not name your kid the at symbol, which would be weird. I mean, what is this, Prince trying to do a symbol when he was alive? And the number 1069, 1069. You cannot name them. Shocking. I mean, because that's exactly what I thought to name Owen and Hudson. Anyway, each United States state, though, has its own set of name guidelines. So they typically ban numerals, emojis, and special characters. So I was today years old when I learned that there are baby names banned in the United States. I think we should ban some other names while we're at it. Who wants to join me? 414-533-1037. We'll start with Karen. Chad, who I know. I know a Chad and a Karen. Love them both. But sorry, guys, your names are gone. And Brad. Karen, Chad, Brad, and maybe Todd and Mequon, because what the hell? 414-533-1037. I really didn't realize. I mean, it makes sense why you can't name your kid Santa Claus or King or Queen, but at the same time, who cares? I don't. I mean, of all the names out there, what do we care? What do you guys think? We should basically... What should we do? What names should we ban, I guess? Somebody said, I'm a teacher. I've taught many students named King and Messiah. I believe you. I'm wondering if they just, nobody ever follows through. Because, so let's say, I believe you that you had a student named King. Somebody's got to, like, come for them. You know what I mean? Somebody's actually got to come and say, well, it's illegal to do that. You can't do that. No. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Hi, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Lala.
Lala. You know what? I'm not allowed to play your wife's theme song. But
I know. That's some BS.
Isn't it? Yeah, screw it. Anyway, good morning, Lala.
Hey, to the rebels.
Woo, Destiny's theme song, but it's the wife, Lala. Okay, I had no idea these names were technically illegal according to the Supreme Court. But
yeah, me neither. Who has the time to do all that?
Right? Like somebody made that a thing? Like, we went and had to ban these names? Nobody just knew better? I mean.
I don't know. They just, people don't have the time. No. They just have so much time in their hands.
Yeah,
I guess,
scary.
For this silly stuff.
What do you think we should ban? Any names? Because I said Karen, Chad, Brad, and Todd. No offense to people I know named that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I can say this over the the line, but I'm just going to spell it out.
Okay.
B-I-C-K. You would need to ban that.
Oh, like Richard. Like Richard?
Yeah, but no, but...
But the shortened version.
Yeah, the shortened. You need to... Yes.
Listen, there's been lots of famous dicks in the world, like Dick Cheney, for example. There's lots of them, okay? I could go down the list.
But why, though?
I don't know. Like, and do you know what's really funny? I'm so glad you brought this up. I almost wish Hudson was here today, my 11-year-old, because the other day he asked me about that name, Lala, and I said, well, it's short for Richard, but that's just, nobody thinks about it. And he's like,
but
what?
I'm saying, so who shortened, came up with that short, like a nickname or short for Richard?
And then named a store, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Why?
Lala, say less. Richard, it's out. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye, love you.
All right, 414-533-1037. I am dying right now because you guys are calling in talking about the names that we actually should ban. Because I said, if you can believe it, the United States Supreme Court has already banned quite a few names. And I was fascinated to learn some of this, like Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, Jesus Christ. You name it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Shoop.
Oh, it's John Shoop, another one of our regulars. Good morning, John Shoop. How are you?
It is my first day of summer.
You're officially off. No more math teacher. Congratulations, Shoop. Woo!
Hey, all right.
Happy for you. So, you know, you're a math teacher. You've probably seen all the names when you're a teacher.
I have seen all of the names that you mentioned, almost all of them. I mean, Santa Claus I have not seen.
I haven't seen that, kind of... No. Yeah. But you've seen King and Queen? You've seen those?
I've seen King and Queen. I've seen, you know, Charity, Chastity, all the spellings of, you know, Messiah.
Yeah, that's what some another teacher texted in saying, I've had kids named that. So it must be that nobody enforces it because who cares? I mean, right. I'm being funny about Karen, but I don't care. You know,
why is there a law about banning names?
Right.
That sounds ridiculous.
Somebody had to go in and like talk about these things and then to be like, right. Well, Jesus Christ is banned. Well, why? Not everybody's religious. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ doesn't mean something to some people. I'm probably giving people a heart attack saying it out loud right now, but you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean something to everybody. Just right. like King and Queen don't. Just like Santa Claus. I mean, I'm Jewish. Santa Claus means nothing to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else to say, Shoop. You know, it's like, let him name whatever they want.
The name's a name. Own it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just like you mentioned it, like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, what a great name.
Yeah, it is a great name. So, and then just, you'd make their middle name and you get away with it. Either way, I think we've realized, Shoop, and you've helped by calling in today because you're a math teacher, and then the other teachers that texted in saying, even though these names are illegal technically, the U.S. Supreme Court has...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Band them. People still name their kids and they're just fine. Oh, so that's
absolutely
funny.
Or you always have your nicknames.
Yeah, right? That's true. That's true.
I've been blessed with a nickname because that's my last name.
Shoop. But, well, and then there's the song is phenomenal. So when you got a song that goes with your name, John Shoop, what more do you need?
Yeah.
What more do you need? All right, Shoop, we love you. We'll talk to you later. Happy summer.
Hey thank you. You're amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.